Good morning. Good morning and happy Father's Day. Great to have all the fathers here this morning, and we got a celebration today. Today's one of those days at church, and don't you love those places where everyone gets a prize? Today, everyone gets a prize, even on Father's Day. Fathers get a brunch, but mothers get a brunch too. Fathers are going to be serving mothers, and we'll have a brunch. Everyone gets a prize by the time that we're done today at church. And we get a prize by coming here this morning and hearing how much our Heavenly Father trusts us and loves us as His children. So it's always special to hear that once again here at Peace. I do have some announcements to share with everyone. First of all, very good. I just want to compliment all of you. 9:30, you're here with the change in time. This is my preferred time. I would love to have church every week at 9:30 a.m. We may have a few people rolling in during the service, but we'll be doing 9:30 worship throughout summer. At 8:30, we have adult Bible study, and it's on the Wired Word topic that I send out each week via email. That study is going to be in the fellowship hall throughout the summer. Today was kind of unusual because we have a brunch. We met in here, but it'll be at 8:30 a.m. in the fellowship hall throughout the summer. Two other worship things that I want to share with you, and then we got, I know, some announcements to share by others. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate confirmation and the first communion for Savannah, Ryan, and the third one is Grant. That's next Sunday, a celebration for confirmation and first communion for those three. So you want to be here for that gathering. And then June 28th, that's the other thing to kind of put out there as a date to remember. June 28th at 7 p.m. here at Peace, we're going to have the send-off for Pastor Bill and Jenny Segrin as they take leave for their missionary work in Prague. So we want to send them with a blessing and also with a time of singing and prayer. That's for the entire community. I know we got some other announcements. I'm going to pass it off to those that are here. Ellen will go first.
This Friday, there will be a Red Cross blood drive here at Peace Lutheran Church, and as usual, cookies are always a big hit for those that have donated. So if anyone would like to bring some cookies, you could bring them Friday morning. It would be fine. Thank you.
And Callie.
Good morning. So most of you know that I have started as administrative assistant here. It was my second week this week, so bear with me as I keep learning. And as part of that learning curve, I wish I could say I've learned a lot of your names, but I have not. I know your faces. And part of my responsibility is to do the volunteer calendar. And while we have a great system set up, previous secretaries have done an awesome job of keeping lists and people who like to serve in different areas. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me because I can't remember your names. So I'm going to start a new list. And I'm hoping that you'll stop by today. I'll be out at the table at the Narthex. And put your name on the lists that I have for the different things that you would like to serve in. If you are new, like me, and don't know what the job entails, we'll find the answer together. So don't be afraid to stop by if you haven't been here for very long. This will be our summer list, because I know some people are gone a lot during the summer. So we will do this again in the fall. And then secondly, we have this lovely insert. What did you call it, Bill? Deboning the bulletin? It's one of the many things we stuck in your bulletin today. These are just a few of the groups that you could be a part of just to help you get to know people here, get to know the people that maybe you haven't gotten to know real well. And I do know that the groups for Tables of Peace have been put together and the hosts have those lists, so they'll be contacting you if you're a part of their group. Oh, and it's posted on the bulletin board. And if you didn't get a chance to sign up for that and you have decided that's something that you would like to do, please talk with Kay. Kay will help you with that. And this is Kay in the front. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Callie. Callie's off to just a great start here at Peace. And one thing that Callie was involved with Joyce, was a youth barbecue. We want to show you pictures of how it went. And Joyce is going to just share, just for a few moments before we worship, what happened Friday night here.
Okay. So, as I shared with the Sunday school, I have a passion for working with youth. It's always been something that's been really strong for me. I know how much I would have appreciated having adults in my life that would reach out to me and care about me. And I may not have made some of the bad mistakes that I made when I was a teenager. So we decided to get together, and I worked with Callie and with Pastor Jeremy, and we got together and we wanted to do a youth get together, not just our kids, but from other churches as well. So we started to plan a few months ago and came up with this beginning of summer youth barbecue that we held on Friday night. And like I said earlier, I always have this panic at the last minute going, nobody's going to come. But we ended up having about 37 kids and about 10 or so adults from three different churches, so it was a lot of fun. And I want to share some pictures with you. So here we go. First of all, we want to thank Thrivent Financial because they provided funds for us to be able to buy prizes and to buy food and drinks and that sort of thing. And I want to thank Carol for helping us work through that. I have a special thank you to my partner in crime, who was lots of fun going shopping for food items and for prize items and things like that. That was really a blast, and Callie was really a blessing on that. And there's our grill master sampling some of his fare. He was wonderful in getting everything cooked and done and ready. And of course, there was Gaga Ball. For those of you who don't know what Gaga Ball is, it's like dodgeball in an octagon. And it's a lot of fun. The kids love it. And Matt Phelps, from the youth pastor from Living Faith, has a setup that someone made for him. So he brought that over, and we set it up, and the kids had a blast. So you'll see some of our kids there. Gaga Ball was very fun. And then we served them food, hamburgers and hot dogs, and everybody was having a great time. I get a kick out of Ingrid's look there. I don't know. She kind of is giving me the death stare there. I don't know. They all had a great time. This is Matt Phelps. He's the youth pastor from Living Faith, and he holds the middle school and high school groups over at the Methodist Church, and he also runs the group at the middle school. I had him give a little inspirational talk. And the kids really take to him a lot. And then we had a rousing game of Bible Jeopardy, which the kids really enjoyed. They had a little bit of coaching help there. And then we played Blind Man's Obstacle Course, which the kids really had a great time doing. And you'll see a couple of our own there. And they had great fun. And then, of course, more Gaga Ball. And we appreciate your support for Ministry to Youth. The end, but the first of many.
Thank you for sharing, Joyce. Great event.